John Gard is running in the 8th Congressional District. It's the seat Mark Green is giving up to challenge the incumbent governor. Political pundits say the district in northeastern Wisconsin is one to watch. Terry Johnson is a UW Green Bay political scientist. Given that it's an open seat, she says Democrats have a good shot at winning, even though the area historically sends Republicans to Washington.
But given that Mark Green gave up his seat and the fact that you've got some good Democratic contenders and Republicans' approval ratings have been low, it's a seat that might not be so safe.
The president is expected to give a speech on the economy Thursday morning. Later that day, he'll appear at a private $1,000-a-head fundraiser. Pictures with George W. Bush will cost $5,000. John Gard does have a primary opponent who's staging a much lower-profile campaign. And Johnson says State Representative Terry McCormick is hoping to attract votes from Republicans who are dissatisfied with the administration.
From the very get-go, she has been sort of put in the closet and ignored by the party. And on one hand, I guess that's, you know, it's too bad for her and her supporters. But on the other hand, it also says something about the Republican Party as a whole and who they believe can win the seat.
There are three Democrats running. Registered Republican voters outnumber Democrats in the 8th District. So Johnson says in order for a Democrat to win in November, he or she must draw votes from disenchanted Republicans. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.